model, which says as follows. Aholech mimakom she'osin l'makom she'enos. We're talking about Malach and Erev Pesach now. Mimakom she'enos l'makom she'osin nosna l'chumre mimakom she'yotzev v'sham v'chumre mimakom she'holach l'sham, both chumres, v'al yishana otem v'pnei ha'machlokos. So Rashi really comments, v'gemara parach mimakom she'enosin l'makom she'osin v'yunami al yishana v'levit. The two statements are contradictory. One place it says you have to follow the both chumras. Both chumras. So Rashi already comments. The Gemara parach mevakom she'enosin levakom she'osin viyunami al yeshane v'levit. There's two statements are contradictory. One place it says you have to follow the both chumras. Another place you have to do what they do in the place you just arrived in. So by definition, it's a contradiction. Let's take a moment over here and after an aleph from the base. Fish lamal v'malkom she'osin l'malkom she'enosin nosin l'chum v'malkom she'olach l'sham val yishan adam v'pnei machlokes v'lo levin. Very good. The two coincide. Elam v'malkom she'enosin l'malkom she'osin. Al Yishan other man, Machlok, it's been Nevin. Ha'amrit Nostin, Allah, Chumri Mokha, Shalach Hashem, the Chumri Mokha, Shiyotzim Hashem. So therefore, you should not be able to do Malacha. Because why? He comes from a place of Ein Osin. That's the question. Omer Abaye Aresha. The Golden goes on the Aresha. Rabbi Mali Olam Asefer, Rochi Kama. Ein Bezu Mipnei Shinui HaMachlokes. The fact that you're not going to do any work in conforming to your original custom will not constitute a machlokas with the people in town who are working. Why? My karma taro, oh my amalok asura, no. Name amre kama batlone ave bishuka. There are many unemployed people who don't work ever. So this fellow is not going to attribute it to some kind of a isur or chumra that he's being knowing against the midik amokah. They'll say he's unemployed, finished. Okay. That's a very important piece of the Gemara in terms of background. Now we come to this very brief sugya. The whole sugya is literally three lines. These three lines are very critical to our discussion. Amalei Rav Safa and Rabbi Abba. Kegon anan diyad inon v'kviya diyarcha. What does that mean? You know that originally, HaKodesh Ezel Lachem Rosh Chodoshim, that there was an Indian of Kiddush HaKodesh Al-Piyah Re'iyah. They would see the new moon, and then when they saw the new moon, they would do the Kaddish Rosh Chodesh, and based on that, they would determine exactly when Yom Tov was. And then there were people who did not know when Yom Tov was. They weren't Bekiyah and Bekiyah the Yarchah, so they followed the calendar. They followed the Luach, which we follow to this very day. So the Gemara is like this. We are experts in Kviyah the Yarchah. We know when Yom Tov really is. We know that this idea of Sveika the Yoma doesn't really apply to us in an objective sense. We have no Sveikas. We know when Rosh Chodesh was, and we know when the 50th of the month is. Was it then? The Yishuv Lo Avidna Mipnei Shinui HaMachlokas. Rashi. The Yishuv Lo Avidna Mipnei Melocha B'Yom Tov Sheini Hol V'Na Hol Gubo Yisuv Lo Ashana Le'enem It's HaMinik. I'm not going to change the minute to their face. For sure not. And Tosas is the Yish of Lo Avid Nafilu Bitzina. Don't tell me I'm an Israeli living in New York and I can put the lights on, which is what people think. I think it's incorrect. Because it's also Afilu Bitzina Sistosis. Vafilu Daikalach, so you know, we're planning to go back there to Israel. The Lo Ef Shalom Locha Bitzina, Kamal Shara Devori. Bitzosis is impossible to do Malocha Bitzina. Why? You'll close the shades and block the door. Doesn't matter. Word gets out. Yes, for sure.
And the Marshal,
and permits Bitzinah.
So what, where
does
the Mishal, are the other
Rishonim allowed with Tosfos or something? Rashi. Rashi says, Lo Ashana Le'en Ne'em Esaminik. It's construed as a Machlokos in Rashi and Tosfos. And Machlokos the Tazim Magan Avro. Machlokos the Mishnah Brua and Aruch HaShulchan, more or less. So it's the question how to Paskin. So Rov Poskim HaMachma like Tosfos Shin. We'll come to this a little bit later. Says the Gemara, the midbar my. What if I'm in a midbar? I'm in a midbar. I'm in a desert. Again, I'm a Bucky in Kfir Yarcha. We are Bekiyim. Go on, Anan. We are Bekiyim in Kfir Yarcha. We find ourselves in the Midbar. There's no one around. Must we keep a second day on this? Well, hey, Hachi Amar Rabami. The Yishuv, also the Midbar Mutim. And the Yishuv is also in the Midbar Mutim. Period. End of the Gemara. What is the Gemara talking about? What's happening over here? This is the big question. What is the case in the Gemara? It's very, very hard to understand what the case is. We're talking about Ben Chutzlar, it's Ben Eretz Yisrael, where's the desert? What's happening over here? Says Tosfos, Kigon, I know the Adana, the Kviya, the Archa, Velo Besoda, Ibra Koma, Tobinay, Bubba, Beki, Bibur, the Archa, Kidamina, Beresh, Beta, Abdalam, and Beis, the Avdi, Treyome. Wait a minute. We have an offer in the Gemara. That even though it's the word Bucky, the Kvir, the Ibru, the Yarcha, still have maintained 2 days of Yom. Ellen Mepharash of Enetam, Shahoya B'mokam, Shashluchei Beis Din Magiyin. It was in a place where the Shluchim of Beis Din from Yerushalayim would arrive in time before Tezvav. V'shamein Osna Liyom Echad. V'haynu B'kvir, the Yarcha, Shayodea Masa Enikba HaKodesh. The Hossam Lekal and Migzar Shemiyasam Alokha Biyomto Sheshom and Kiddush HaChodesh. What does that mean? Not that they were experts in astronomy, they were experts in the workings of the moon. Doesn't mean that at all, says Tosfos. No. That's not what it means. What does it mean? It means it's referring to a place where the people, where the Shluchim would arrive. Every year, year in, year out, they would arrive at times for Pesach, to the Sukkot, Talmud Yom Tov. Frek Marsha! If that's the case, so what do you mean by Yishuv Asur? The entire Yishuv should be Noe Keter. It's like Yerushalayim or HaKadosh, you don't keep 2 days of Yom Tov in Yerushalayim, nor should they keep 2 days of Yom Tov anywhere within the radius of a, whatever, 12-day walk from Yerushalayim, because we know that the Shluchim would arrive there year in and year out. Look at Marsha, please, on Nun Aleph Mid Beis. This is the page 18, the very last paragraph in the first column. The Yesh Ladakteh, says Marsha. Im hoya b'makom shemagi and shluchei bez. Harei gam heim lo hoya wosna liyo mechad. Umay kamer b'yishuv lo avidna. Vayin ishalayla. What's going on over here? Let me be yishuv lo avidna. Why not? It's like Eretz Yisrael. V'im no'ma derot salam ala ir sharaf sakra hoyo magiyin shluchei bezn ela shuhu holach lishbos b'yomtav l'ir acheret shalo hoyo magiyin l'sham shluchei bezn. Oh, he personally was an affected Israeli. Whether he happened to live in Eretz Yisrael or within Bavel and within the range of the 15 days, whatever it is, same thing in effect. And he went to New York for yomtav. That's the case, kasha. Im hu hoyo yochol agiyah l'sham Achar sheshama mepishluchei bezdin b'eidu yom kavu achodesh im kein gam hashluchim hayecholim lagia l'sham l'diyem v'lam asu sham beiz yomim v'yesh liyashiv. In other words, if he was from a town where ordinarily the shluchim would arrive, but he left town early and he went to a town further away, so if he was able to reach that town with knowledge of exactly when there was Rosh Chodesh, why did the shluchim arrive there as well? They should be equipped to travel faster than him. That's the kasha which the Marsha asks, and he has no terrors. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, in the Gilyan HaShas. I am Marsha. It's an obvious kasha. What's happening over here? Laniyas daiti eshlomar d'avamokom shemagiyim gamken shluchei tishrei v'olach l'nissen l'mokom shemagiyim gamsham shluchei nissen v'lo shluchei tishrei. Let me explain to you what's happening over here. The Shluchim was set back 2 days on Tishrei more than on Nisan. Nisan is no Yontif. So you can travel. So from the moment they sight the new moon and declare it Mekudesh HaChodesh Mekudesh, they take off on their trip and then go as fast as they can go. In Tishrei it doesn't help. Because when you Koveya the new moon, guess what? You're also the Malach. You call it Rosh Hashanah. And then the 10th day after that, guess what? It's Yom Kippur. So they have to put their 2 days that they cannot travel. Right? maybe 3 second day Rashanah, another discussion, not for now, would they keep a second day under what condition? For 2 or 3 days, they couldn't travel. So there was a whole, you know, a whole
place.
Series, they make 2 concentric circles, a smaller circle and a larger circle. There's a significant area between the smaller circle and the larger circle, which we could call Vagam Shluchei Tishrei Ein Magin, Shluchei Nisan Magin. And the Gemara says that even though Shluchei Tishrei are not Magin, and Shluchei Nisan are Magin, so I would have said logically, well, it depends on the Yontif. They should keep second day Yontif for what? Sukkos, but not for Pesach. Says the Gemara, it's going to confuse people. What? Sukkos says Pesach is. Forget it. You have to always keep second day Yontif. Even for the month of Nisan. Oh, but then the Bekir Mekvir the Archa. Because in Nisan they know exactly when Kiddush HaChodesh was. Every last year, every single year, they keep 2 days of Pesach, even though they know when Rosh Chodesh was. So the Gemara says, Ana, the Adina Mekvir the Archa. I know exactly what's flying. I heard it from the Shluchei Bezdin. So then I keep only 1 day in the Midbar. But in the Yishuv I keep 2 days. That's what the Rabbi Kivega says. Again, Tava Makom Shemagiim Shluchei Tishuv Alok Benisan La Makom Shemagiim Shem Shluchei Tish Shluchei Nisan Velo Shluchei Tishrei Heim Tzrichim Lasas Beis Yomim Kedisa BeRosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that you have to keep 2 days even in the month of Nisan because of Lo Pluk Chazal. So the answer is, that's true, that's in the Yishuv, but this particular person who knows when Rosh Chodesh was, when they started the counting of the days of the month, in the Midbar, you can keep 1 day only. In fact, the Kiveg is mechavin to a Tosfos, basically. The Tosfos is Masechet Sukkah, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara is like this. Anan le'adin, the whole question about keeping a second day and Shabbos, whole story. Anan le'adin be'kivua di'acha, inu di'adi be'kivua di'acha lidchu. Let the din of lulav be docha Shabbos. Mos enachinami it did, says Tosfos. Lavish of the le'adin that we don't know. We know the Muslim base of Abdallah nowadays. We do know. Ela avod rabbanon ki'ilu lo adina. We make believe as if we don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. Why? Shugzeira the hasam zimnin the gazu gzeira vasi the kulkule. The Gemara of Abdallah and Bey says we're afraid shemiyavzer adavala kulkulo, that they're going to be a communist regime. It'll take away our ability to have a Jewish calendar, and they won't know exactly what's happening, so they have to keep 2 days. The Gazrinon, the Aruduch, the Nisna to Tishrei, the Abdin and Treyom, the Gedamin and Besopek, how many Rosh Hashanah, that's what follows with Beitz. That's exactly the case. So in that kind of area between the smaller circle and the larger circle, there, the Yishuv is Asur, the Midbar, for the person who knows, is Mutter. Adkan. Adkan. Fine, this is Rabbi. What's the matter? Yes?
Why couldn't... If you learn like in the Marsha, why couldn't the Safa serve as also a Shliach Bezin? If a person hears from Shluchei Bezin that certain day is Rosh Chodesh, why doesn't he himself have a din of Shluchei Bezin?
He said, I'm not a Shliach. Einochinami. You need official Shliach, apparently, I guess. If you have a deputy sign on your deputy sign, a badge. There's a big problem with this Shana Tosis. Yes. They're referring to an area between the border of the Shluchei Tishrei and the border of the Shluchei Nisan. And we're talking about Chodesh Nisan. So Chodesh Nisan, everybody else keeps 2 days. And these particular individuals who happen to know what exactly when the Chodesh was, Nikba, keep only 1 day. Yes, Noam?
That 7 months of the last
year. Yeah, I know it's a Mishnah, but that was only, if I recall correctly, the Chilul Shabbos. Take a look. What should I say about that? Right, that's true. Hold on. The Chilul Shabbos was, of course, primarily to get to the Kiddush HaKodesh, to notify the people. We don't find, you're referring to a different Mishnah, which says that there was only certain months that the Shluchim went out in the first place. Al Shisha Vadoshim Al Shluchim Yotzim. Not on Shabbos. No, not on Shabbos. Rabbi Osai, big problem. What do you mean, Anan? We are the elite. We are the elite. We know about Kfir Diyakha. Why? If you live in that town, everyone knows Kfir Diyakha. Everybody. Everybody knows that Shluchim are coming, and they take their, you know, their trip, and every year they come and they tell you when Rosh Chodesh was, and they come in Nissan and they don't come in Tishrei. So every single year for Pesach, everybody knows. When Rosh Chodesh was, we can go on Anan, we the elite, we the mathematicians, we the scientists, we the rabbonim, whatever we are, the intellectual and cultural elite. Everybody knows! The shluchim coming, a big announcement from the public square. What do you mean Anan? That's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem. We haven't solved that problem yet, so I'm just bringing it out. I just want to point out that everything we've said until now, when, for example, told the Taptos of the Yishuv Lo Avdina, I feel a bit sinner, I feel that the lach, what do you mean lach? Lach to where? No, lach to where? We said it before. The top line in Tosis. I feel a bit sinner, he didn't do work. I feel a Yishuv, if he didn't do work, even bit sinner. But I feel that the lach to where? Eretz Yisrael. So it's time we're referring to a case of a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Shaholach L'chutz L'Oretz. It seems to be the case according to Shittas HaTosis. Ben Eretz Yisrael Shalach Lechutz Loretz.
Doesn't he always have a rule that it's Rav, it's like an Amor, it's Rav, it's a guy in Palestine, you know, one of his Rav staffers, obviously goes to Babel or doesn't really
supply. So you're probably right. I think he did live in Babel. The question is, where in Babel? Could these parts of Babel have were able to, you were able to reach? So the Pasha Pshat, therefore, I think, is that this answers the first question. We can go on Nan the Adina and the Kivah the Yarmah. Which means that he was, quote, a Ben, quote, Eretz Yisrael. Not literally, you're right, probably didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Ben, right, a person whose official residence on his income tax form and everything, he lived in a place which was within the boundaries of Shluchei Tishrei. And therefore he had the lachic status of Ben Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if he would stay in his own hometown for Yontif, he would keep certainly only one day. Now he took a trip. He took a trip to Halachat Chutz Loretz. What mean Halachat Chutz Loretz? A place in which the people, the Shluchei Tishrei, would not reach. He went to a resort a few hundred miles away for Yontif, for Pesach. His wife didn't want to clean. You know, just picture it. The wife is tired, I can't clean the house. And I hold all the chumras that we learned about, I hold it from the Chazon Ish and Pirurim. And I can't bend down to clean my house. So then let's go to a hotel. We'll go to a hotel, and the hotel is a few hundred miles down the road, and they were out of the range of Shluchei Tishrei Magiyim. So now what is the effect? It's like an Israeli comes to New York. It's a much more dramatic trip from Ben Gurion Airport to Kennedy, 6,000 something miles in the air. He went a few hundred miles an hour on a donkey. But it's the same thing, in effect. He went from within the border to without the border. So what's it in? Now we understand, go on Anand, the idea doesn't mean Anand that we had superior knowledge. He had a superior address. His home address was better. His home address was within the boundary of Shluchei Tishrei Magiyim. That doesn't mean Anand, the idea of the Kfir Diyakha. So of course the Jews who lived in the place that was in his resort area which he reached also knew it. But they couldn't do anything about it because they were Mokum Shein Shluchei Tishrei Magiyim. So they had to keep 2 days and we keep 2 days in New York. But Rav Safra, who was an Israeli, quote-unquote, lived in the area within the boundary of Shluchei Tishrei Magiyim. He then had the luxury of keeping only one day when he came to the point where the Shluchei Tishrei were not Magiyim, but that's only Bitsina. But I should say only by Midbar. But B'Yishuv not. According to Rashi, it would appear even B'Yishuv B'Shilim. According to the Torah, only B'Midbar. There's no one else there at all. This seems to be the Pashup Shah. That's the Tosas and Sukkah, I think, is driving it. And I think that's what it means. If you look at the Tosas and Sukkah, that's the Hemshech HaDavar. The Hemshech HaDavar, and Tosas, we read it in the Sukkah, and Mem Gimel Amen Aleph, I believe it was. I think it was Amen Aleph. My mind. Fooling me?
We still have PSF orders for Desmond. The lines of communication you have to regular with people in there.
Right.
No matter how far you are.
Right. Here. How did Tulsa begin? Loyadina Bekfir the Arachalabishim to Loyadina. No, we're blocking today. But it means they made certain Zayr. Not today, start off. That's the first part of the Tulsa. Then they suddenly start talking about saying, Pshat the Gemara, Mesach the Psachim. What's the connection to the first part of Tulsa and the second part of Tulsa? The answer to the first part of Tulsa is no matter what kind of scientific bucket you are, you have to keep 2 days anyway. Life of Hakash, you have to keep 2 days no matter how much science you know. Then what good is it that we have a bucket of Kvir the Acha? So the answer must be, you know more. You live in a close area. Your home address is in a Mokav Shluchim Tishim Agir. And Tulsa is forced to interpret this way because of the first half of the Tulsa. We understand the connection between the first part of Tulsa and Gimel and Sukkah and the last part of Tulsa. Very important as a Pashut of Pshat. Rabbi Kivega basically Mechamet the whole story on his own. All this is Gevaldik. However, it seems that the Rabbeinu Hananel has a completely different interpretation. And we have to spend time in analyzing the Rabbeinu Hananel because it's very important. According to what we're saying until now, the Gemara speaks about a Ben, in effect, effectively, a Ben Eretz Yisrael B'Chutz Laretz. And says nothing at all about a Ben Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael. Correct? So far, we learned until now. Now look at Rabbeinu Hananel. Okay, look inside, please. He's a Ben what? Chutzlars, a New Yorker. Ki be'ina le'meisak le'eretz yisrod lo avdi ele yom echod. I'm going to spend yantav in Yerushalayim. Be'yishuv lo avidna. When I get to the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not going to do malacha. Why? Because in my hometown in New York, we didn't do malacha. B'midbar Eretz Yisrael, ma'u lasos b'yom shubar li shucho. What if I'm in the midbar in Eretz Yisrael? It's a pilei ploim. It's not to be understood. If the whole reason why I'm machmir in Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael and you're in Yerushalayim is why? Because I've been in New York. So what's the difference if you go to Yerushalayim, you go somewhere to an isolated Negev, where nobody is there? My nafkamina. You're not keeping 2 days because of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim's keeping only 1 day. You're keeping 2 days because of why? Because of New York. So if you go to the Negev, you should also have to keep 2 days. Pilei ploim. What's the Rav talking about? Just not to be understood. Not understandable. Not to... So Maris, I ain't one of the...
Everyone knows.
Look at your glasses. They'll know you're American. And then they'll say, an American, you should be keeping 2 days after they come. So if you don't wear glasses.
You wear
on your face. Suit and tie. And then Ra, Amar Israel, knows the Nalab from Rain Malcolm Shiyatsu Misham. Oh, look. Not to be understood. At first glance, the Rach is literally unintelligible. We don't understand what he's talking about. Not to be understood. A pliatzum. A ben chutz starts in midbar Eretz Yisrael. So in Yishev you do 2 days, and in midbar you do 1 day. So we don't understand the midbar. But I'll call upon him if from the Yishuv also would appear to be a Raya Barura to Shitas Rov HaPoskim. Rov HaPoskim say that what? A Ben Chutzlar, who went there at Shrofi Yantif, must keep 2 days. The Mishnah Berurah passes this way, and then the Mogan Avram passes this way. Poshim try to go into the Rachat and Ophim the Gemara. Be Yishuv also. It's true that Midbar Mut is gnawing at us. What's going on? But so far, at least half of the Gemara seems to have confirmed the view of the Mishnah Berurah. Top Tzadi Vav Siv Gimel, I believe, what I asked you to say? And where he says the fairy to keep 2 days. And finish. And it's against the famous Shuvah of the what? World famous Shuvah Chacham Tzvi, who disagrees. We'll come to that a little bit later on. Let's now turn to the Baal HaMor and see what he has to say. Oh yeah? So you're allowed to take it.
I don't want to take the phone number.
The library or basement?
Basement, has two of them, right there.
Should I put one in?
7.120.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We have to know more about the basement.
Says the Baal HaMor. Those bays in page Yudzayin Amar Aleph. Bahani denachti mi marova. Someone who comes from Marova, what does Marova mean?
Eretz
Yisrael. Also, luhu lemevar avidita biyantav sheni biyishuv. Afilu daito lachzor. This is exactly, this is Tosa Shita. Fakeret. It's a ben Eretz Yisrael going to Chutzor. It's against the Ra. Why? Vishu minig godol sheposhet b'chol ha'gol ha'kula ve'en lifrots bo. Why he has to come on to this minig godol is a question. We say it's a minig. We say minig godol for what posh pshat is. That's why it's also even betzina. Rashi implies it's mutter betzina. Tosfos it's also betzina because it can never, the words are going to leak out. The Baal HaMor says it's also even betzina because it's a minig godol, which is a higher and most stringent standard. The midbar mutter afilu ein daito lavzor calls man shlo igia li yishuv lifi shadayin lo hukpa li os kemosam. The person is going from Eretz Yisrael and plans to settle in New York, and now he finds himself. He's, I'll give you a mushel. Here's a pretty good mushel. He plans to land Erev Yontif in New York. All right, keep 2 days. He gets stranded at an airport somewhere in Ireland or in Maine or I don't know, some place that is no, it's a midbar, it's not a single Jew, it's just a desert, it's a complete desert. He's the only Jew anywhere within 150 miles. So according to what the Baal HaMor is saying, he can keep only 1 day on. Why? Because he hasn't reached New York yet, he's in the middle of the desert. The Megia Le'isha V'Yedaita Lachzar Hukba Benem Vinasa Kamosa, the Usur Bain Biyishu Bain the Midbar, those Torah Samanagos. Once he arrived in New York, and then he was going to go up to the Holowak for Shavuos, and his car broke down, he ended up spending the whole day, the whole 2 days in a desert. There's no one within 20 miles, he's somewhere in the middle of nowhere. So, I keep only 1 day up, but yeah, I learned about the Gemara, wrong. Once you've been established as a New Yorker, you've already arrived in New York, and now you're on the way to some. We got stuck in the desert and in Chutzlars you have to keep 2 days. This is the Baal HaMor sheet. Very nice. Is it based in the same as Tosfos? There's a different reason why it doesn't even consider, presumably. Says the Ravid. Hose baits. Ze ain't no plume. Sure. It's a great start. This is not. She'ein b'chol ha'gola v'lo b'eretz Yisroel. You hear this? Mi sh'lo yinek sh'neyamim tov m'sh'golitz. Huh? What did you say? Come again, Ravid. What did you say? There's nowhere in Eretz Yisrael where you don't keep 2 days in the Shem Shagolis? What? Briskerov. Come, we'll mention the Briskerov a little bit later.
The Ravid's probably walked
through
his time. The settlement in Israel was really decimated.
Yeah.
He didn't even know the Jews lived there. So
if
whoever keeps 2 days, why not?
Walk with her. Hard to believe. We'll see. Umi Mai said the Rami Bar Tami Bekachli Shaochalos and Kutzutchum. Love them and died. He laughs. He's trying to derive it. And the derive it means is that the Minig Yantav Sheni is different than all other Minhagim. Because all other Minhagim depend upon Achlekis. I keep Sphere the first Minig, keep Sphere the second Minig. The different Minhagim have. What's this? The different Minhagim in when we keep Sphere. Different Minhagim about so many different things that Jews have differences in Minig. And there's a stickle machlekas to the various minhagim. But Yontav Sheni, everyone agrees that if you're in Chutzor, you have to keep Yontav Sheni. There's no dispute about that. Everyone agrees. And as a result, what the Ravid means to say is as follows. That it's usur, not an Eretz Yisrael proper, chas v'shalom. Of course an Eretz Yisrael is only keep one day. But the Ravid meant to say that the Balamor, so what did the Balamor say? The Balamor said the person goes to Chutz Laretz, so be midbar mutter, he's allowed to keep. If you're in Chutz Laretz, Mishlo Yenik Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Galia. Shat. if you're in Chutz Laaretz. Mishlo Yenech Shleyam Kol Shugolim. Shot in the right. And this is very important. This is so that the understanding difference of all other in Hogim. Because he calls it a three chodesh, they have to look at the three chodesh. There's a simon top tanivah, our simon, which discusses Yatav Sheni. Here's a big kasha. A big kasha. The Mechaber says, Beferish, that a Ben Eretz Yisroel went to Chutz Laaretz has to keep 2 days. Okay, close our Gemara, let me perish at Tosus Balamor. Perish Rashi also seems to go that way. Close the Peshat of that Gemara, if you roll by Rishonim, we're talking about Eretz Yisroel of Chutz Laaretz, and you have to keep 2 days. Now, what if I go from place A, which is Mekil, to place B, which is Machmir? What is the halachic status of an individual? One, the Rov Rishonim, no problem. He has to keep the chumra of the place to which he comes, Mikaredin. However, the Rambam, which we'll maybe discuss next week, the Rambam goes against all other Rishonim, everybody. And the Rambam says, and the Mechada Pasma, the Rambam, Siv and Tav Samaches, Siv Dalit, that by Iker Adin, your status depends upon where you were, where you grew up. If you change locations in midlife, Iker Adin, you have the status of the first place. Everybody else, and if you pick up and move, you have the status of the second place, except for the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Not for the affair of Pesach, etc., etc. So the question becomes, if I'm an Israeli, and I do Yerida, I'm a Yerid, never. I'm a Yerid, I can't make Parnassa, I decide I'm going to live in Los Angeles. Here I can make a Parnassa. So the question is, according to the Rambam, and the Mechaber should have to keep Meikar Adin 1 day. So that's your original custom. Whereas we find in the post, you have to keep 2 days Meikar Adin. Once if you're Yoreh. Says the Prichodesh, you're right. The answer is Yontem Sheni is unique. Yontem Sheni is special. That's how the Miluah, the Miluah of the Savior Yontem Sheni Kulchoso explains it more by Riches. He said that's the Pshat and it's Raivin. And even the Balamor a little bit. Yontem Sheni is unique. It cannot be compared to regular Menhagim. It's a minute accepted by everybody. And as such, because of that reason, even if the Rambam holds and the Minhagim, which depend upon Chiluke Deos, that your place is established by your first location, Meikar Adin, when it comes to Yad Hasheni, if you go to Chutz Laaretz, then even the Rambam would agree, and the Mechaber would agree, that your place, Meikar Adin, is dependent upon where you locate now, you relocate, in Chutz Laaretz. Different vart, a different yourself. Because even, as the Raman phrase it, even though the living Eretz Yisroel makabal upon themselves to keep 2 days in the Chutz Laaretz, if they ever happen to be there. It's a different kind of a thing. A different kind of a thing. Memela. Another question. The Avnei Nezer, the Socha Shavas, the Gevaldik Akash. According to the Ramban, if I make Aliyah, anyone here plan to make Aliyah? Mitzvah Shem, Bekorah, Yameinu? You make Aliyah. So you make Aliyah, so the din is of course you keep only 1 day Yontif. Why? According to the Rambam, if you make Aliyah, you should keep 2 days Yontif. You have to follow your Iker Adin after Abnei Nezer and Stakasha. It's a Meiridik Akasha. We asked before about a Ben Eretz of Chutzar, the Prichodesh Kasha. That's a Kasha almost in details. Here's a much more fundamental Kasha. Everyone who goes Olel Eretz Yisrael keeps 2 days Yontif. Unheard of. Ram never said that. I would obviously have to keep all the minhag of the Mikar Adin of the Mabashi Yatos and Misham. What's the answer, I'll say? Yantav Sheni is unique as minhag of go. Yantav Sheni, because it's accepted upon themselves by all B'nai Chutz Laaretz, by definition, is also rejected by Kol B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Even a man who lives in Chutz Laaretz recognizes that his brother in Yerushalayim doesn't keep 2 days. Not a question of machlokas. As a result of that, we say that if you go on Aliyah, you keep only 1 day Yantav. Yeah.
I seem to read it as a person, let's say, it seems to me I'm going back to Tachamachas, because otherwise, Rashi Dalit, when you're there, the Chavis says that he would change a minute. There are certain rules that fit in, and he go to the areas, he follows the Menachem Mavli, Mati Neder, and he follows the winner.
So what it seems like here, it's 12 people say want to go back to the old place. So why is, I don't understand the chiluk you're making between the Shnei Tilfasot as opposed to all other menhagim. Let's say I'm a Hasidic family, and I'm living in Williamsburg, and I have very well the Hasidic menhagim. Then I move to Riverdale, where it's not a Hasidic menhagim.
Oh, yeah.
So then...
Or that a Rambam, Iker, Adin, all the Hasidic chumras remain with you.
No, I'm not
going to
join the
Rambam. No. Can't have an official Rambam, we pass it, you become a Riverdalian. That's how we pass it. Never. But according to the Rambam, you are still in Williamsburg. Mikir is it. That's a Rambam Shita. We'll get to it maybe next week. We talk about the Menorah.
Is it basically
holding that? The Machaba quotes it. Yeah, Tav Samaches.
You're there.
The problem. You're right. It's the year of Machaba. The problem.
That's why when I read this, I didn't think you were asking it. I just interpreted it as, because I'm planning one back.
No. You look carefully again from Samachas. Sived out. Okay. Rabbosai. With this and the same beautiful simon in the Miluim, the Baal Machaba Yadoshen Gachosa adds a pillar a pella de gaminik, which to the, even after his terrorist he remains a bit of somewhat of a pella. There's a minik going back 400 years, already noted by the Avkas Rochel, the order written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, no less, that B'nai Chutzos would come on pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and have minyanim on the second day yonder from their own. Pilei ployim goes against all the rules and regulations. Los is going to do.
Pasha's
not allowed. Chas v'sham to do shadik. Los is going to do. You kick your government to chut to Eretz Yisrael. They keep only one day. You just ayishana otim and plan machloikim. So you go and stick it in their nose, rub it in their face. A big fat minyan, big signs. Minyan, the B'nai Chutz Laretz will take place here, there, and everywhere. What are you, crazy? It's against the din. How can you do it? So the Rabbi Yosef Karo is bothered by discussion. 400 years ago. So you know what he said? You're right, I don't understand it, but since it's happening this way, so we'll let them keep it. Okay, I mean, that's a great answer. Grandfather clause.
Yeah.
What kind of business? How did it get started? Oh, so they, nah. The answer is, this is the answer that the Yontu Shenik HaChosuk is a very good answer. He says this is different than all the Menagim. All the Menagim which are based upon Machloikis. So you know, this Chita, that Chita, you can't be Mishana with B'nai Machloikis. But here, even B'nai Eretz Yisroel, like the Raibit, look at the Raibit's Lashon. Ein B'chol HaGola B'lo B'Eretz Yisroel Mishlo Yinuk Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Goliath means when he gets the Golos. So therefore, even a Ben Eretz Yisrael has a minig of 2 days, if he happens to be in Golos. So therefore, if the Bnei Chutz Laretz come and make a second day on the minyan, then they're going against the Israelis. The Israelis also from the second day on, when they're traveling. It's a very interesting nuance. Very, very interesting nuance. So therefore, it's not considered to be a violation of the Losis Godadim. The common, the basis of it is he gives the Russian Masechta Yevamos, as far as the Megillah is concerned. And the Megillah about, you know, is Dikas Biral, if you base, the Gilead, that's both, different people, different cities. So there's no losses going because everyone accepts everybody else, more or less. What about a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz? In Chutz Laretz? So there he says the custom was never in their days, never. The Israelis in Chutzot to make a second minyan chol beyond the Sheni. Why? And according to Jenich and Abba, should be mutter because they agree to it. The answer is the Chazal were afraid of zilzul. Of zilzul in the Yontav Sheni. You know, you have very often Israelis walk around the streets in the Yontav Sheni here in America in Big Day Chol. Is that right? It's a zilzul. Either davening Vachadik, let them Vachadik at home. If they want to put on tefillin, put on tefillin at home. No one should see. I'm against both of them. I'm still not convinced. After all this Torah, I'm still not a big fan of these minyanim.
Well, they tell us straight out, it's also school. There's 100 guys on the call, not the davening.
No, so that's
the RBM.
Yeah,
that's the same.
Well,
we used to be down in the Israelis.
Yeah. Right.
But for
Shabbos,
there's
a Torah. You're not Torah. There's no such thing as a tzibur. As if he asked me, that's what I did. I didn't because when I was there, wasn't somebody else ashamed of the other, but I didn't do it. I know. It's not, I feel that's great. So So I told my children that they should not be active in establishing a Yontav Sheni minyan. They were by my sister-in-law in Yisrach Moshe, and they wanted to make a minyan. They needed 10 people, and they were going to count my two boys in for Pesach. I said, uh-uh. So there was, that's because of everybody was end up being no minyan. It had been 12. I said, no, I might as well go there. But they did, there was no minyan. And since they're hooked on this Yontav Sheni minyan, they walked out to B'nai Barak to daven and vision it to Ponovich or one of those places where they have these Yontav Sheni minyan. And they walked back. I don't. I'm not against it. My kids want to do it. I told them they're allowed to do it. It's a minute of 400 years old, but I just don't understand it. I can't understand it. Even with after all this Torah, I don't understand it too well.
Let's say they announced with
how
you're going
to get,
there's only 10 people with you.
So
you didn't set it up.
You had
the
pressure. I don't know.
But
it's not
in a show,
it's
just an
announcement. So what? 10 people in a room at 30 before I asked. So I saw some
Poskim. The 10 people who were there. Some
everyone else knows about it.
I don't know. There are, it's true, I heard that some people were machal against the Rabbanim to the minyan in a hotel and the minyan in a yeshiva. In a hotel, that's Ihagalut. A hotel is an island, like it's, you know, it's like an American embassy in Yerushalayim. It's all chutzlaka. So that's one thing. La Roma, it's a pastora, chayadua. So that's like, it's like New York. It's like it's a resort, it's a New York resort. But to make it in a shul, that's. But they have this great thing. Have the Yontav Sheni Minyan, Miri Yeshiva, the Yontav Sheni Minyan. Everyone has it now. So I don't understand. I mean, that's the minyan. It's the minyan.
It says some put up garbage in there.
That's a different story. Yes.
You have, let's say, a lot of these Israeli embassies in areas of the world. Some have, like, you know, Jewish communities, like New York, Washington, have Jewish communities. But let's say in South America, you have an Israeli embassy in the capital. There are no Orthodox Jews, or even really Jews who live in the capital, like the Philly community thing. But there are Jews who will visit on certain days. And now the question is, are they going to observe their Shabbat Shabbos? Well, so they're going to observe 2 and 1.
Two?
There's never been an Orthodox Jew in that area in history.
I don't know of any circumstances. I don't know. I don't think it's true.
The Israeli embassy in Nepal. Come on, how many Jews live there?
I mean, Ali's an Israeli embassy there.
I mean, there are places
okay.
Like that.
Could be right. Could be right. So, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Shlita. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is a person
going to go for Yerushalayim? Bizman or Shalom Bizman?
Bizman.
Stop a Shabbos. Stop a Shabbos. Stop a Kippur. Shalom is man of the machlok.
Shalom is man of Eretz Yisrael.
America is making a bris in Eretz Yisrael. Shalom. That's going to happen.
You come to Israel for you.
That's a very serious Shaila. A very serious Shaila. The Chorah, we can argue like this. The Moel is Israeli. Yosela. The Moel is not Israeli. So the Moel is Israeli. The child is not Chayim of Mitzvah. He's 8 days old. My guess would be that the bris should be done. But this ties to an interesting question, which is not a Mila question, and which is also a Yontif question. Is the Moel a Shaliach of the father? And if so, can an American tell an Israeli on Yontif Sheni? So an American who assumes that Yontif Sheni is in fact prohibited, like the Mishnah Berurah, may he tell an Israeli to do Malacha for him on Yontif Sheni? That's the question. If the answer to that question is yes, there's no doubt that the Middle East should take place in the Yontav Sheni. If the answer to that question is no, then it becomes a very interesting shaila. What do you do? I don't know. I have to think about that. I wonder if that's in here. Everything is in here. Maybe that's in here too. Look at Mila. This has an unbelievably has everything. Mila. Hold on. Mila. M. Lamed, 1 second. Mila, here it is. Mila Bismana. Moel ben Chutzlars versus. No. It's Bet Yud Beis, Aleph and Beis. Let's take a look. I knew everything's in here. Moel ben Chutzlars, and it's a very strong. Some say like a Mila Bismana, be able to change the goalies. Yesh Machmirin. Lomel Ayade Moel ben Eretz Yisrael. Shetz lo Ayom Chol. Yeah, but how's that even mutter? It's Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva on the Tzimin Tav Tzadi Vav Siv Kodin Hei. It's a Machlokas HaPoskim. Some say, you can open up. Open up the Mishnah Berurah. Tav Tzadi Vav Siv Kodin Hei. Some say that if they're Tzrol de Gamolim, so they have to do the Bismillah and some are Matir.
Yeah, with Shem Ratzel, I'll be up to face.
I don't get it at all. Then, but I don't. Oh, excuse me. Hito by Mila Bismana, which is Hudra. So Hudra Dechuya, that's the Shaila. Do we say that this Dechuya give it to the Israeli or Hudra give it to the American? Oh, it's Mila Bismana. What about Mila Shalom Bismana? Oh, I wasn't thinking straight. Mila Shalom Bismana. What happens if the Chut starts, my Eli Sicha shouldn't do it. But can an Eretz Yisrael Mael do it? He assumed the answer is yes. The answer is yes. But if there's no Eretz Yisrael to come by all there, some still say, Rabbi Yashiv says that the American Merle cannot do it. Milish love is mana. Shlomo Zalman says, you may do it. Because some say that Milish love is mana is docha yandam sheni bichlal. And some say, the Chacham Tzvi, that we'll get to later, and it's only one day. So it's a sfek, sfek, I would say, I'm not even sure that if Ben Eretz Yisrael should do it. No one mentions my crazy svara. The father can't tell the barrel to do the meal. Oh, look at this, the beferish. La fuke mi.